Yeah, that's the final year of his deal. If you're Gordo, what do you want? Do you want to be traded? Do you want to be signed and traded and go be a bigger focal point of another team? Because this is Tatum's team, Brown's team, and Kemba's team now moving forward.
Right.
Hayward can still be a part of it, but he's not the focal point.
No, not at all.
Do you want a bigger role on a team, sign and trade somewhere else? Do you want to play in Boston still and just say, hey, I'll take my money and take my chances in free agency? Or do you want to sign another deal with Boston that is maybe less money annually, but gives you some long-term security?
Or do you want to go home? I don't know. Does he, what did he play at Butler? So
he did play at Butler.
Does that mean he wants to, you know, go back to that area? I have no idea what is on his mind, but I do know this. He's not going to be the number one or number two on pretty much any team that he goes to. There's no way he goes to
a lousy team. If he goes to Sacramento, he's putting up 17
Even Sacramento,
a game in
they've
Boston.
Got some young players. Look, and I don't think he wants to at his age. If I'm him, I'm going to look at the money, obviously, and see what I can get. How much did he get for this Celtic contract again?
Ooh, like 130? Four for 130, maybe?
Actually, that doesn't sound that bad compared to some of the contracts you got going out of the NBA now. But I would probably I'd want to go to some of the front runners out there and see if they need me, like the Lakers.
Yeah, but the Celtics are already a front runner. If you're talking about taking a subsidiary role on another team, he's already got that.
Yeah, but I'm just assuming if he doesn't want to come back to Boston. I don't know if he's married to Boston.
He's married to Brad Stevens.
Yeah. Well, I think he wouldn't have that much problem moving on. Matter of fact, if he was a free agent after this year or today, I get the feeling, and his contract was done, he picked up the $34 million. I think he'd call it quits on Boston. I think he'd say, I want to go somewhere else. I've been a little unlucky here. I've had some injuries. I need a fresh start. I think I would give it strong consideration to go somewhere else.
Well, I bet you're concerned that he's not going to be big man on campus wherever he goes, but yet if he stays in Boston, he has a legit chance at winning a championship. They're two best players. Well, Kemba's a little older, but, I mean, Brown and Tatum are 22 and 23, and they have a legit chance at being very relevant, especially next year in the final year of his contract. He also has 34 million reasons to stay in Boston. I think he's going to stay right where he is and see what happens.
See, if I were him, I'd want the long-term security. I'd be looking to opt out of my deal and then sign a longer-term deal with Boston. If I could sign, but he's due one for 34. Could I sign three for 75? I mean, it's $25 million instead of $34 next year, but it's still 3 years left, a chance to win a championship. He loves Brad Stevens.
Takes you to 34.
Yeah, you can go get, you know, if you want to string it out after that, you can go 1 year deal at a time if you want to and just try to latch on somewhere. I think Hayward likes Boston, Arnie. I think his family likes Boston. He's got, either three or four young kids. It's either two and a third on the way or three and a fourth on the way.
Wow.
His wife's there. He loves Stevens. I think he likes Boston.
Dieden Heisberg, Arnie, you have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. Do you even know why he went to Boston? Because they gave him more, or Utah could only have offered him more money.
Right.
But if it's between Utah and Boston, I'm going to Boston.
It was between Boston and Miami.
And I think Stevens had a lot to do with it.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, I think that had everything to do with it.
Jason said he signed a 9-figure contract with Boston. Future financial security should not be a worry. He should keep his amount for this year.
It's less about even financial security. I mean, that helps, obviously, but just job security. Because you don't know. Because if Hayward goes out next year, opts in $34 million next year, Tatum keeps ascending, Brown keeps ascending, Kemba's there. Now he averages 13 a game. Well, now he's not getting a big deal
the
year after that in free agency. I would try to opt out. Sign a new deal with the Celtics, I don't know, again, 3 for 75, 4 for 80. I don't know what the number is, but can he be a guy who is okay scoring 15 to 20 a night and being a third or fourth option? But again, the Celtics have been so injured this year that he's had a chance to step up in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to score that much being a fourth option.
No, but he's playing 33 minutes a game as the fourth option. And then, as you said, Brady, a lot of that has to do with injuries. He's been one of the few guys, although he had an injury, but he's been able to stay on the court most of the games.
802-655-6672. 2 hours are in the books. Power Hour coming up next. Brady will tell you what's trending. And then mere moments away from Buster Olney, our ESPN MLB insider. All that's next. You're in the huddle. What do we